This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. Believe it or not, this is the last Thriving Entrepreneur for 2015. That's right, New Year's Eve, right on the verge of starting 2016. Now, I'm always mindful of the fact that you may be listening to this pre-recorded, and I guarantee you, don't turn it off. We are going to inspire you, whether you're listening to this 5 minutes from the minute I recorded it or 5 years from now, your life will be changed before this hour is over today. 2016, for some of you who are across the international dateline, it is tomorrow already, and you are surviving and thriving and living a life on the verge of something even better than you can imagine. For those of you here in the United States and over on our side of the pond, as my friends in England call it, we are on the verge. We have just hours left for 2015. And you know, here's the thing. Yesterday is a canceled check. Tomorrow is a promissory note. Today is the only legal tender we have. Ernie Villanueva has been saying that to us for years, and I hope more than ever in your life, you can embrace that right now. The Bible says, celebrate, rejoice while it is called today. Now, I don't go a lot of preacher on you in here, but it does say in the intro, I'm a third-generation minister, and I'm going to talk to you for just a second here, because I want you to understand, we want to celebrate today while it's today. You know what's going to happen tomorrow? Tomorrow is going to then be today, and we're going to celebrate and rejoice while it's called today. I want to challenge some people out there. There are some people that are listening right now, and they have a whole mind full of things that they would rather not be thinking about. We've all been there. It could be something that happened already this morning. It could be something that happened last week, last month. It could be something that doesn't even have anything to do with this year. You may be living your life based on an event from your past. Now, here's what I can tell you. That event happened. It doesn't really matter if you can get total clarity on why it happened, exactly how it happened, any of those kind of things. Because the one thing that we as human beings cannot do is we can't change the past. But here is the, I'm going to use the word, here is the miracle that I'm going to give you here today. And it's this. The past does not equal your future. The past is over. You can control your destiny right here, right now, as you celebrate while it is called today. So how many of you out there are ready to celebrate? I encourage some of you right now. I want you to go out on Twitter and I want you to hashtag now is the time to celebrate. Hashtag now is the time to celebrate. For those of you that aren't familiar with Twitter, but you've got an account, you still don't know what this hashtag stuff is. It's what in the old days we used to call a pound sign. If you've got a keyboard in front of you, you can look down at it. If you hold down the shift key and you hit the number 3, you're going to have a hashtag. Now, if you went into Twitter and you typed a message, I'm assuming right over the top here that you have a Twitter account if you're going to do this. If not, sign up for one. It's free. You go in to type a message, and you put in words. You have up to 140 characters. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to put the little hashtag in front of the word. So if you wanted to hashtag Thriving Entrepreneur, you would put hashtag and then Thriving Entrepreneur as all one word. So in this case, we're going to hashtag now is the time to celebrate. So there'll be no spaces between those words. If you want it to look pretty and things like that, you can capitalize the first letter of each word. The point is now is the time to celebrate. I want you to declare that. You see, the thing about it is, Tony Robbins says it, but we've had a bunch of people on the show that have reiterated, your mind cannot distinguish between what you have happened to you and what you visually imagine. What you put your energy into is what you create. So here's what I'm talking about. We were talking a minute ago about your past not equaling your future. The past has happened. It has made you exactly the person you are. And you know what? You're perfect right now who you are. Because you can do something that no one else in the world can do. You can embrace your past and make a new future by celebrating today. Lisa Nichols shares with us all the time that anything you say after the word I am, your mind believes. So if you say I am stupid, guess what? Your mind believes that. And you may have been saying to yourself, I am a victim. I am a result of the incidents that happened in my past. I am not in control. And I challenge you right now, here today, now is the time to celebrate. And celebration starts by release. Let it go. Your past made you the person that you are, but it doesn't define who you're becoming. No matter how much money you had or did not have in the past, it does not affect your ability to make money today, tomorrow, and on into the future. No matter how great your parents were or how horrible your parents were, they do not define your ability to know more and to do more. Because as the saying goes, when you know better, you will do better. And today I'm here to encourage you, now is the time to celebrate. Now is the time to release the definition you have given yourself and live in the best version of yourself right now. Now is the time to celebrate. Who's out there hashtagging right now? I wish there were virtual versions of hands that popped up on the screen while I'm doing the radio show so I could see you raising your hands and saying, that's right, now is the time to celebrate. Because that's what we're going to do. We are going to celebrate life. And we are going to determine the course, the direction, the attitude, and the altitude of our future. Because now's the time to celebrate. Not 5 minutes from now, not next year, not, well, you know, in 2016, I am going to do better. No, right now, right here today, on the eve of a whole brand new year, now is the time to celebrate. Now is when we are going to embrace that we are here for a purpose. We are not an accident. T.D. Jakes says, and I love this statement, I quote it all the time, God was so interested in having you be on this planet that he didn't care what it took to make sure you exist. Now think about that for a second. I've dropped it in a few times when other guests have been talking, but I want to really dive into that for you for a second. Some of us had phenomenal parents. We were so blessed. We grew up in a great house. Other people did not have that blessing. Some people never even knew their parents. My wife, Kathy, is adopted, and she's grateful for her mom having adopted her. She only just about a year and a half ago now found out the name of her birth mother. But it was so important for her to be on this planet that God literally moved heaven and earth to make sure she was created. We could go deep into that story, and maybe sometime she'll share it with us. But the point is against all odds, she exists. And why is that? She exists because there is a purpose. And now I want to remind you something. Your purpose was never about you. It's not about you now. It wasn't about you in the past, and it's not going to be about in the future. Because there is somebody right now. They're on the internet, they're on Google, and they're typing in, how can I find? What's the answer to? They want to know that one little nugget of truth you have. So now is the time to celebrate, because now is the time to share with the world everything you know. You may know one thing, you may know 10 million things. That is what you need to share. You may have had the most horrendous past ever. You may be able to literally win the Academy Award of worst life ever up till this point. But here's the thing. Somebody out there needs to know what you, when you embrace a better you and you begin to celebrate what you can share with them about victory. Because no matter how bad your life is, you can always find somebody who's worse. No matter how good your life is, you can always find somebody who needs your encouragement. You need to be the person that shares everything you've come through. No holding back. No more excuses. There's no more time in this world for us to hold back and hope that somebody else will do something. Now is your time. Now is the time to celebrate. Now, I'm not saying all this because, you know, Steve's a third generation minister and he needs to jump online and preach at all you. I'm saying this because the world needs you. And I will say anything, I will do anything in my power to be able to encourage you to know that now is the time to celebrate, that you are here for a reason, that God has a purpose for you, that there is not enough in the world until you add what you were put on this planet to add to the world. How many of you are ready? How many of you are ready to go out there and really embrace that now is the time to celebrate? Now, we're going to get into some deep content here, but it's mostly going to motivate you. We're going to rock your socks over the course of this hour. We want you to come walking away from this podcast, this radio show, listening to it, and whether it's right now or 10 years from now, we want you to walk away singing praises and celebrating, because now is the time to celebrate. Now is your time to be the best version of yourself. Are you ready? Are you on Twitter? Have you posted that now's the time to celebrate? Because now's your time. You are the answer to someone's problem.
We'll be right back on Thriving Entrepreneur.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. And let's start the conversation.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people? Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. I am here today to motivate you. I'm here today to tell you that now is your time to celebrate. I'm here to tell you that no matter what has happened in the past, today, last week, tomorrow, whenever, that you are so awesome and that now is your time to celebrate. So let's jump into it. Let's talk about you. Did you know that you're amazing? I know you don't always hear that. I want to tell some of you that this is the first time, or you didn't hear it other times that I've said it. The true definition of humility is to have a right perspective of yourself. And the thing about it is that you are awesome. That's not you being conceited by saying, I am awesome. That's you being real with the fact that you are absolutely 100% the best you that anybody else in the world can be. There is nobody that can be you. There are some amazing people that have been in the world that are in the world. I mean, folks like Martin Luther King, they changed the world. People like Oprah Winfrey, they have changed how we look at ourselves and how we experience life. There are other people that their gifts and talents aren't necessarily, motivational, and you don't think about them necessarily as life-changing. But think about somebody like, say, for example, George Lucas, who changed film, and literally now people say, you know, there was a time in movie history before Star Wars, and there was a time after. Think about people who were incredible moms. I've talked to you before about Billy Graham always saying that the key influencer in his life was his mom. You've heard Oprah say about her sixth grade teacher and about how Oprah would never have been Oprah if that one teacher hadn't believed in her. We all have people like that in our life. But here's the other thing. We all need to be a person like that in somebody else's life. There is somebody right now that needs to hear your story. It's a common thing. Now, I know, I've heard it. I've done a lot of interviews over the course of this last year and a lot of conversations with people before that. Really amazing people. And they all share one thing in common in their story. They had something bad happen to them. I don't know anybody that gets out of life without some bad stuff happening to them. I mean, Jesus was perfect, and they nailed him to a cross. Talk about some bad stuff happening to you. Bad things happen. But here's the thing, and here's the secret to it. That bad thing doesn't define who you are, doesn't define where you're going. Every single person that I interview, their story goes a little something like, I had something really horrible happen to me. And I was down, I was out. A lot of people have declared bankruptcy. They've had tons of money and then lost it all. Had giant businesses and then had the business go belly up. Had incredible families and had horrible, tragic incidents happen that cost them their whole family. People all around the world experience tragedies. It's part of the human condition. But the story doesn't end there. Because the story says, when I was down, I learned something. Lisa Nichols would call this your dip. This is who I am now. But let me tell you how low it got. But I learned something from it. And that's the thing. What did you learn from that incident? I used to tell my kids, everybody's good for something. Some people are good examples of what to do, and other people are great examples of what not to do. And so maybe you have somebody in your past, maybe you have somebody in your present that isn't the best person in your life. But I tell you what, they're a blessing too, because they are an example of exactly what not to be and who not to be. So thank them. And then as much as possible, release them from your life. Thank them for what they did for you, and then let them go. And if you can't, there are some of the situations that we have in life where you're like, oh, that sounds wonderful, but this person's in my life and I'm stuck with them. Then take that person just as they are and allow them to be who they are and to not allow who they are to define who you are, because you're awesome. We're going to get back to true humility now, because you're awesome. And I want you to live in true humility from now on, because you are awesome. You were made uniquely perfect. God moved heaven and earth for you to be here on this planet so that you could be you. How's that for an epiphany? Why am I here? Everybody searches for the meaning of their life. You are here to be you. You're here to serve and fill the place that only you can. Nobody else in all of the past or in all of the future or in all of the present can be you. No one. There is now only one you, and never will be another you. Never has been another you. You could be a twin,
And parents of twins will tell you this over and over again. They may look identical. There may even be some twins that have been able to get away with fooling their parents as to which twin was which. But one thing that they can't fool, and that's the fact that they're unique individuals. And each twin turns out to be uniquely who they are and who they were meant to be. And that's why you're awesome. You need to humbly declare to the world, I am awesome. So we hashtagged in the last segment, we hashtagged now's the time to, now is the time to celebrate. Now what we want to do is we want to go out and we want to hashtag, I am awesome. So for those of you that just tuned in or you don't understand this hashtag thing yet, you go to your Twitter account. And yes, you can do it on Facebook too. It'll work. You put the hashtag, that's hold down the shift button and push the number 3, you know, what we used to call a pound sign. Hashtag, and then you put, I am awesome. All one word. Capital I, capital A, capital M, capital A, capital W, capital E, capital S, capital O, capital M, capital E. I am awesome. Say it over and over and over again. Post it on your mirror. Tell everybody that lives in your house. I think there's somebody out there right now that needs to run down the street and yell at the top of their voice, I am awesome. I was having a conversation the other day with Kathy. You know, we like each other a lot. We talk a lot. And, you know, she was talking about, oh, well, you know, you were using my account. I was on her phone. And she's like, you just liked something that I posted. I was like, well, yeah, it was awesome. She's like, well, you know, I was like, no. You need to be the first person that likes your stuff. Who more in this world should like you and like what you have to say than you? You need to blow your own horn. You need to like your own posts on Facebook. You need to tell the world, I am awesome, because you are. This isn't me trying to hype you up. Try to see if I can get you so spastic that you run out in the snow with no shoes on. I mean, there are times and places for those kind of things. But today I just want to pour into your soul something that will revolutionize your life. And more than anything else, I want you to know, you're awesome. Say it out loud. Say, I am awesome. Say it until you believe it, and then say it again. Some of you have probably seen the movie Yes Man. My youngest daughter loves that movie. I've probably seen it 20 times with her, and she's probably seen it another million without us. And I love a piece of what the guy does in his kind of brainwashing Yes Man seminar that he's doing. And that's, you know, say it a million times. And then say it a million times more. And that's what I want you to do with things that are good about you. With telling yourself, I am awesome. Say it a million times. And then say it a million times more. It's that thing that you need to embrace more than anything else. And that's the fact that you're perfect. You were made for a reason. To be exactly who you are. Now, I'm not one of those people who believes that you go through horrible circumstances on purpose and that God picks on us to shape and mold us into something. I think God is smarter than that. But I also know that he's talented enough that when bad things happen, he already has a plan for how he's going to even make you more awesome. Now, I'm going to go Bible story on you here for a minute. Don't tune out, because whether you believe the Bible or not, this story is going to impact your life. Joseph was the youngest well, second youngest, technically, of 12 boys. He had a little brother, but he had 10 older brothers. And Joseph got sold into slavery. His brothers hated him so much. I mean, some of you know what it's like to have a brother that you do not get along with, right? You know, okay? His brothers hated him so much, they sold him into slavery. They dropped him in a pit, and then when the slavers came by, they sold him into slavery. And Joseph went off to Egypt as a slave. He didn't go off to Egypt, you know, to like have a vacation, see if he could see some pyramids or, you know, anything fun like that. Oh, no. Joseph was a slave. Now, I'm not going to go into the whole story of Joseph, but at the end, towards the end of the story, Joseph's brothers come back and they're in Egypt and they're talking and they... And Joseph reveals himself that he's their brother that they sold into slavery. And of course, you know, he's in a position of power now and they're afraid that he's going to kill him. You know, I mean, who can blame him? Most little brothers, you know, if they got power, their big brothers would be afraid they're going to kill them too, right? But Joseph didn't do that. Joseph says to his brothers something that is so insightful that I want each of you to grab a hold of. What he says is, what you meant for evil, God used for good. Now, I want you to latch a hold of that. God didn't say, let's see if I can have something really horrible happen to Joseph. No, 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 no. God took something awful, and before it ever happened, already had a plan. And now I know some of you have gone through some stuff. Really awful, icky, bad, horrible, rotten stuff. But I'm here to tell you that God already has a plan for your awesome. And step one of that is to embrace the fact that you are perfect, that you are awesome, that you were made for a purpose, that the world needs you, and that only you can be you. So say it one more time with me. I am awesome. If you haven't tweeted it yet, get out there and tweet. Facebook, post it everywhere. I am awesome. Keep saying it till you believe it, till you know that it's true, because I already know that it's true. And you're going to enter into 2016 or tomorrow, whatever tomorrow is for you, and even today, with the truth of the fact, I am awesome. You are awesome. You are uniquely brilliant. You are here for a reason. Don't go away. We've got a lot more for you here on Thriving Entrepreneur. We'll be right back.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people. If you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. So now you know you are awesome. And I hope that you spent the entire commercial break telling yourself, telling everybody that you could come in contact with, I am awesome. Because now's the time to celebrate. We started out in the first segment, and we declared now is the time to celebrate. We followed that up in our second segment by making sure that you understand, I am awesome. And so now we're going to get into the meat of it. We're going to talk about what you may have been fighting against your whole life. And that's the fact that you have a purpose. You're here for a reason. There are no accidents. There are no people that are on the planet because there's too much oxygen or too much food or any of those kind of things. You know, the world needs somebody evil, and so that person had to be born. No, none of that stuff. You're here for a reason. You're here for a purpose. To make the world a better place. So now's the time to embrace our purpose. So we were talking in the last segment about the fact that everybody's story, you know, starts off, and it's, hey, I had some really bad stuff happen to me, and here's what I learned. The one thing I didn't tell you about that story that's universal for everybody is when they start sharing their story to a person, every single person believes if I share my story, people aren't going to like me as much. I'm going to lose my clients. I'm going to lose my friends. My family won't like me. My friends will say things behind my back. And I'm not going to lie to you. There are going to be some people that when you embrace that you are awesome, when you begin celebrating today, as long as it's called today, some people are not going to be able to go on that journey with you. They just can't, and that's okay. They need to go on their path. And whether it's that your paths just aren't going the same direction, or they just aren't in a place yet, where they can embrace how amazing they are. Sometimes we have to allow people to be where they are right now. And so with that said, you gotta embrace the fact that you have a purpose, that the world needs your story, and that you've gotta share it. You have got to share it. Now, Kathy and I are passionate about this.
Some of you know, Kathy and I both have an internet background, a very strong one. I started working on the internet before the internet was the internet. I mean, it was bulletin boards, and I'm not going to get into a bunch of techno babble because you guys could all be like, whoa, I don't even know what the heck Steve was just talking about. It's some crazy stuff. Okay? But back in the 80s, when I was working with laptop computers for insurance salespeople, and back in high school when I was learning programming and all those things, I loved and embraced the technology and what it could do for us. But more than anything, what I've always loved about technology is its ability to relay and convey our message to the people who need to hear it. So think about it. Okay, you know, a couple hundred years ago, when the only way of getting a message, I'm talking, you know, like before telephones, before telegraphs, you know, the only way you could do it, to quote the old phrase, was to tell a, you know, insert the person that you usually say in that one. You know, you had to tell a person your message one at a time, or as many people as could fit in a room. You know, sometimes there were a few big groups that were, you know, out on hillsides or things like that. But it was a very limited audience. It had to be whoever was in the sound, was within the sound of my voice. That's who you could share your message with. And technology keeps advancing and advancing and advancing our ability to be able to share our unique brilliance with the world. That excites me. Gets me going all the time. And as you know, Kathy is a marketer at her heart, a true marketing strategist. She loves that ability that the internet brings for you to share who you are and for you to grow yourself, your company, your business, your brand, all of those things by embracing technology. Here's how it works. It's really not that tough, okay? You say something. You say it on video, you say it on a blog post, you say it in an ebook, any of those kind of things, and then you make it available so that people can read it, they can listen to it, they can watch it. And then you continue to make it more and more and more and more available so that you can reach more and more people. You literally could have a message now that reaches the entire world. That seems a little mind-blowing. It seems mind-blowing sometimes to me, too. But the truth of the matter is that you actually can convey your message to the world, to everybody in the world. This doesn't mean that you have to reach trillions. Doesn't mean you have to reach billions. In fact, let's forget about how many people there are on the planet. And let me ask you a question. What if your message affected and impacted the life of even one person? Would that be worth it? What if the one person you affected was the next Oprah? What if the one person you affected was the next Bill Gates? What if the one person you affected was the next Martin Luther King? There are people that you can reach with your message. And so you need to really be in a place where you embrace what technology can bring to you. And that's the ability to share your message with the entirety of the world so that people's lives can be changed. I think I said it before already in this show, but I want to say it to you again. Your message, your purpose, what you're here on the planet for, it is not, it will not be, it never was about you. You're here to fill the purpose that you were put on this planet to fill. And that purpose has to do with the lives that you'll touch. Again, doesn't have to be billions or trillions. It may only be one. But it has to be the people whose lives you reach, the people whose lives you change, the people who you are here on purpose to help, to mentor, to nurture, to reach out to. So what can you do with that? There's a lot of things you can do with that. You know, Sandra Yancey shared with us, and I've repeated her over and over and over again, you know, a one-minute video is the equivalent of 1.2 million words. That's right, you heard me. 1.2 million words to do a one-minute video. So imagine if you did a one-minute Periscope. A one-minute Periscope would be very short. But a one-minute video. What if you aren't at a place yet where you can do video and you just simply shared your message with the person that lives next door? Let's make it even easier than that. What if you inspired one, not all of the people, but just one of the people that lives in your house? And because of your inspiration for them, they're able to better fulfill the purpose that they were put on this planet for. Wouldn't that be worth it? Wouldn't all of us be willing to reach even just that one? See, you have a purpose, and you've got to fulfill that purpose. And so you need to have some people that can help you do it. Here's the thing. A lot of people have a lot of things that take up their time. And rather than just simply allowing your time to be wasted, you need to find people that can do the things that you shouldn't be doing anyway, so that you're only spending your time doing the things that only you can do. This isn't my statement. You've heard it here on the show from several different people. It's important and impactful that you do what you need to do, and you allow others to also be uniquely brilliant and do what they were put on this planet to do. I'm going to take a really quick break here, and then we're going to be back, and we're going to give you some specific things that you can do right now that only you can share. So don't go anywhere. Like I said, this is going to be a quick one. We'll be right back on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Thanks for still being here. Thank you for the time that you always invest in us. I want more than anything for you to know how much I really appreciate you. I hope that some of what we've said has inspired you, and I want you to know that we've got a few minutes here, and I'm going to leave you with some actions that you can take to change your world and change your life. So let's jump into it before the time totally gets away from us. Remember, now's your time to celebrate, and remember, you are awesome. You're here for a purpose. So how do you fulfill that purpose? Well, the number one thing that you need to do is you need to share your message. You may have noticed in the last commercial break, I did not play our commercial, Kathy and I's commercial, that plays every show, because I wanted to talk to you specifically about it. Sometimes we shy away from, shining our expertise, being an expert, being the authority in something. But the thing about it is you are perfectly created to be you. And so you need to be you. You need to do you. You need to do the things that only you can do. We talked about that at the end of the last segment. Find other people that can do the stuff that anybody can do or that they're brilliant at, even better yet, and you do the things that only you can do. And that starts with sharing your unique message. That's why Kathy and I created the Authority Package. Now, you've heard the commercial many times over, and maybe you've been busy hashtagging like I instruct you to, or those kind of things. Maybe you spent all of the commercial breaks this episode just saying over and over and over again to yourself, I am awesome, and that's great. Absolutely wonderful. I love it. But I want to make sure that you understand, we have the ability to make you the authority in your industry, not because we're going to create it. You already are. You're the authority at what you do. It's just all of us. And Kathy and I are in the boat right along with you. We did it for years too. We tend to be the best kept secret in our industry. We know amazing things, and when we share them with somebody else, usually you hear something like this. I didn't know you could do that. Why didn't you tell me you could do that? I wish I would have known you could have done that before. I would have used your good, your product, your service. You know, I would have had you speak at my event, whatever that might be. But if we don't share it, if we don't tell people it, if we don't have our message out there, then we can't affect people's lives. That's why Kathy and I took a system that we've used for years behind the scenes and not told anybody about, and we have created a package to allow you the ability to share your unique brilliance with the world. We call it our Authority Package. We do it on purpose to help you be able to thrive. That's why we took the business name and more importantly, the website. For our company is wehelpyouthrive.com, because that's what Kathy and I want to do. We want to help you thrive in your life and in your business. We want you to live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. I don't just say that as a tagline for the show. We actually believe that. And so on wehelpyouthrive.com, we have our authority package. There's a big picture right there at the top. And if you click on it, it'll take you right to it and tell you all the details. But basically, here's the thing. We can, guaranteed, make you a best-selling author. Now, some of you have heard that in the commercial, and you've been like, oh, I don't know if I believe that or not. Well, let me tell you something. Over the course of the last 3 months, since we introduced this program, we have helped nearly 100 people become best-selling authors with their words. We have a process. I take you through an interview. So let me help you understand this. You do not need to write a word. That's right. No writing at all. I take you through an interview that I've developed that allows me the ability to help you be able to get your story out. And then we take and our people put that back into written form. They make sure it's grammatically correct. They make sure that it flows and all the punctuation and spelling and everything's right. And we leave it in your voice so that when a person's reading the book, they can feel like they know you, like they can hear you speaking your words into their ears, or in this case, into their eyes while they're reading it. So we know we can make you a best-selling author on Amazon. We can do it. We've done it. We want to do it. We love doing it. We're also going to get you exposure onto ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox, at the very least onto their websites. And in some cases, we've had people get called for speaking gigs and to be on the TV show as an expert and all those kind of things. What this does for you is it gives you credibility. There was a time when you needed to have a series of letters behind your name in order to be taken seriously. Now, I think we still all agree we want our doctor to have a medical degree. We don't any of us want to have a doctor that hasn't gone to medical school. But in a lot of respects, there are a lot of other degrees that people would really rather have somebody who has an Amazon bestseller, who is a top person on YouTube, who has a leading blog, You know, a great example of that is a Pioneer Woman. Have you ever seen her on the Food Network? She actually started out as a homeschool mom. Kathy knew her. They were both in the same homeschool mom group, and she just loved cooking and loved taking pictures of her farm and especially of the food that she cooked. And she was on a challenge with Bobby Flay, and she beat Bobby Flay really, really bad. And they offered her own TV show. Now she has a line of cooking products at Walmart, all kinds of things. It grew out of her just doing what she was uniquely brilliant at. That's the kind of thing that we really want you to do, is to shine your expertise so that the world can see you, the world can know you, and you can thrive at what you're doing. So here's what you need to do. You need to go to wehelpyouthrive.com, and you need to click on the big picture there, or click up at services and click on the word authority and go to the authority package to get yours today. And here's the reason why, because you need to be a best-selling author. Now, here's the cool part about it. For less than $2,000, in less than 30 days, if you will go do that, you will be a best-selling author on Amazon by the end of January. Within 30 days, you will be a bestseller. We guarantee it. We've done it with every single person we've used this program with. We've even done it with people who just read our information and took it from there. We have several different options for you, all the way from doing it totally by yourself and just getting the information of what to do, having a guided course program, or having Kathy and I come in and use our magic that allows you to be able to not just be a bestseller, but I got to tell you, almost every single person that Kathy and I have worked with over the course of the last 90 days have been a number one bestseller, and a number one bestseller in more than one category on Amazon. And we want to do that for you next, because here's the reason. Now is your time to celebrate, because you're awesome and the world needs to know it. Remember, you're uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs who you are. And if you don't do you, nobody else can. It's not like somebody else can be the second runner-up you. You're the only you that there is. So listen to this one more time as I say it to you. Even though I close out every show with it, I want to make sure you hear it today. And that you understand that it's not just my way of trying to pitch you. It's not my way of trying to sell you. It's because, more than anything, my heartbeat, my unique brilliance, the thing that I love and that I do with excellence, is to let you know this message. And it's this. You are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. Kathy and I are here to help you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. We want you in everything that you do to thrive. Our domain name says it all. We help you thrive. That's wehelpyouthrive.com. And it's the place where you can get the help to be able to share your unique brilliance with the world. Just in case you didn't hear it, I'm going to repeat it to you one more time. You are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. Kathy and I are here to help you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. I hope that as you end 2015 and go into 2016, or whatever tomorrow is for you when you're listening to this show, that in everything you do, that you will thrive. Know that we are here for you, we believe in you, and you are awesome. Have a great week. We'll see you next time on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.